what do you need to do to be able to find a way of iterating your product or service to continue to improve it to ensure that it remains relevant in the eyes of your customers?
Welcome to the Business Mastermind Podcast with business strategist, speaker and author, Gavin Preston. Tap into this meeting of minds between everyday business people on their journey to master business growth. Join them as they share strategies, insights and shortcuts to help you survive and thrive in business and life as you scale your business and achieve a bigger impact.
Hey, presto, Gavin here. Hope you're well. This week, yesterday I had fun with HSBC working with their customers in Wales, their business banking customers in Wales. Did a day that trained them around three distinct areas: cash flow and revenue growth, cash flow management, and shared some really important tools that you can use to improve cash flow. More of that for another Hey Presto. Then I had a section around, if you haven't yet found your pivot, here's the data of the improvement of businesses that have found their pivot. And also here's some examples, some case studies of businesses that are successfully pivoted to get those creative juices working for you. So I wanted to share some of this information with you and also share some tools that can help you iterate and develop your product or your service offering going forward. So let me just jump to some of the material that I was sharing with them. So if you haven't already chosen a pivot, you've not already iterated, developed, improved your product or service offering, this stat will really help you to focus your mind. A study from the US has shown that companies that had pivoted were three times more likely to have boosted their income compared to those that didn't. So, you know, I'm going to give you some examples of whatever pivot is, but that might be simple as changing your delivery mechanism from face-to-face, from bricks and mortar retail to online, click and collect distribution or delivery distribution, for example. It could be that you changed your offering. And what I wanted to do was to give you some examples. You know, for example, Virgin Atlantic Airways, where they had their passenger jets that were not being used. So they have built their cargo arm of their business significantly. And that's grown over the last, over 2020, you know, flying back PPE, you know, carrying boxes in between the seats as well as filling the hold. You know, they've grown the cargo part of their business while the time when there's been shortages in getting PPE and shortages of supplies of containers, etc., across the globe, they've increased the cargo side. There's a staging company in Sydney, Australia, that built sets and stages for concerts, for theatre sets. They pivoted by taking their skills in-house in construction of the stages, and they built stand-up desks and other furniture for working from home. Peloton, you know, bikes have done fantastic, grown something like 300%, I think, over 2020 in terms of sales of the bikes and online sort of demand for their online exercise courses, whether that be the bike, the treadmill, the yoga, the strength-based courses or the meditation courses. So they've been a fantastic success story. And then the New Black Studio, an events organisation in London, they come up with an event in a box. So a bunch of kind of like activities and materials that they would then mail out, put in the post to attendees to their online conferences, to virtual conferences that they organised, so there could be some fun activities taking place as part of the conference that was taking place on Zoom. Another great example, UK company Viruscreen, they again were in the exhibition stand business and they pivoted to creating protection screens that you could use across, you know, the counter in a coffee shop, for example, or a convenience store or a co-working space. And within 3 months of 2020, they launched their website for Viruscreen. They had over 170,000 website orders on in terms of pounds worth of sales on their website and a further £110,000 of orders just within 3 months. Snapcab, they pivot to produce quiet, soundproofed home private workplace, you know, little pods for working from home. So that certainly could have been useful in my case for noisy kids at home. So yeah, a private sort of pods for working at home, a quiet place for doing your calls. Quizbit, their jobs, their work was pub quizzes. And you'd think that business would really have struggled. But they pivoted to offering interactive questions, quizzes to remote workers, you know, as a bit of fun at the end of a week to engage employees and boost morale. And they've done really well in terms of taking the same skill set, but to a different market, a different setting with people that are feeling a little bit lonely or isolated working from home. A UK manufacturer of a designer of children's sort of outdoor furniture and children's play furniture, Pom Pom, they were struggling with supply over the course of 2020. And so they redesigned, their founder Catherine Rhodes redesigned their products, a whole product range that was plastic free, and sourced the manufacturing from inside within the UK. The whole new range was sold out, was launched in September, sold out within 2 weeks. Which is fantastic. So these are examples of how you can pivot, how businesses have pivoted. So what do you need to do to be able to find a way of iterating your product or service to continue to improve it, to ensure that it remains relevant in the eyes of your customers? Well, first of all, listen to what your customer's saying. A question to ponder, a question to ask of your customers is, what is a problem that they have but don't want, or a solution that they want but don't have? Choose a new goal in line with that vision and identify opportunities for the growth. And then, of course, you need to apply resources towards that. Now, you may have heard me mention before the Ansoff's growth matrix. And this is a great 2x2 matrix to help you answer the question, where next in terms of product development? Up the left-hand side, the vertical axis, you've got existing markets and new markets, and across the bottom, horizontally, you've got existing products and new products. So what you're saying is you can have, well, what, if you take an existing product to an existing market, that's market penetration. If you're taking a new product to an existing market, that's product development. If you're taking an existing product to a new market, that's market development. And if you're taking a new product to a new market, that's diversification. So the examples that we just talked about before, like Virgin Atlantic Airways, they took an existing product, an aeroplane, but they took it to a new market, the cargo market. So that was a market development. Or you may even be able to say, well, it was a new product because it was a cargo service, but actually they were using the same physical planes. You know, the example of VeriScreen, and I think it was the Sydney-based stage company that started to develop either in the virus protection screens, or they stay at work at home furniture, office furniture, or they took a new product to a new market. So that was diversification. So, you know, people say that that's risky, but they had they knew there was demand there. There was evident demand there, and they took the same skills, the tooling, the equipment they had already in house, and they actually turned those into products that did very, very well. We're increasingly working and living in a VUCA environment. So VUCA stands for volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. That was absolutely the case even before, you know, COVID times, but all of those areas of volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity have increased over the period of that time. So according to Harvard Business Review, the things that we need to look at in those areas, what do we need to do when we're faced with complexity? Well, Harvard Business Review would recommend to restructure in the face of complexity, to restructure, you know, bring on specialists, build resources adequate to address that complexity. Volatility, in the face of that, we build in slack and devote resources to be more prepared. Stockpile inventory, overbuy talent. These steps are obviously expensive, and investment, again, should sort of match against the risk. What do we do about ambiguity? Well, we need to experiment. We need to iterate on our product. We need to understand cause and effect, and it requires generating hypotheses and testing these. So we need to design experiments so that you can learn lessons, get data, and then respond and execute quickly. And then in uncertainty, the approach should be invest in information, collect and interpret and share it. And this works best in conjunction with kind of structural changes, such as adding more data gathering within your business. But when you're operating in periods of extreme certainty, it's imperative that we're continuously learning and that we're continuously reviewing of our assumptions and our data, and we're reviewing what's actually going on and the planning assumptions that will enable us to make decisions on an iterative basis. But we've got to be aware of optimism bias. You know, most people are now thinking, great, vaccine rollout has been successful, a roadmap in some places for emergence from lockdown. Most would think, right, this is it, it's behind us now, where others are talking up in terms of the medical profession that we're going to have a third wave in autumn of 2021. So beware of optimism bias. You know, that information stability we've been talking about and lack of data, but also organisational exhaustion. And that's a whole other issue about it's been a tough time for many people in business over the last 12 months. And the individuals working that are probably fatigued and don't necessarily have an appetite for continual change. But that is absolutely required. We've got to go through this loop of discover, design and execute really quickly, much more quickly than before. If you think aboard, it's a senior management team. They would meet once, maybe twice a year to review performance, but look forward and to work on strategy. They would typically develop a strategy document that would reach out three or even five years. But now what we need to do, we need to match this cadence of this cycle of discover, design and execute to the pace of the crisis. So we've got to be iterating very quickly and very rapidly. We're seeing that in the world of tech and massive and quick technology growth at the moment. We need to have a constant review of our assumptions, and we then need to be able to execute, you know, make decisions and then test, put into practice, get the data, get the customer feedback from the product or the service, and then, you know, and then improve as necessary. So this area about constant innovation is something that I really want you to keep at the fore of your business. And you need to match this cadence in your business to be thinking, where are the developments of our products or our service? We need to keep talking to our customers, testing with them, what their needs are, what are their current problems that they don't have a solution to, or the current solutions that they don't yet have a fix for, the current desired results that they don't yet have a solution to. And with that communication with them, iterate quicker, iterate faster. Hey, Gavin here. You love the audio format because you listen to podcasts. I'm a massive fan of learning through audio courses and books. What I particularly like about Knowable is that courses are short form, like a podcast, and expert-led, like an audiobook, with courses on leadership from the commander of the International Space Station and on startups from the co-founder of Reddit. Grab yourself 20% off with coupon code GAVIN in capital letters, G-A-V-I-N, which brings the price down to just over $3 a month. It's a no-brainer. Download the Knowable app or visit knowable.fyi. Use code GAVIN to get 20% off.
You've been listening to the Business Mastermind Podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review so that more people like you can get their business back on their own terms, enjoy more success, and create more impact.